A spokesman for the Provisional Council governing eastern Libya, Essam Geryani, said Mr. Obama's message sought to balance the needs of the Libyan opposition with the expectations of the international community and American people.
He has to comply with the resolution of the Security Council 1973. The imposition of the no-fly zone was accomplished. The protection of the civilian population is being carried out quite well. Benghazi was saved, actually, by the strikes that were carried out last Saturday.
But Geryani expressed concern over the siege of Libya's third largest city, Misrata. He says it has been virtually sealed off by pro-Gaddafi troops and is facing a humanitarian crisis due to a lack of food and medicine. Other residents here said they wished the international coalition would go further and provide arms to the opposition. They said otherwise resistance will be long and hard against the Libyan leaders' better trained and better equipped forces. Lawyer Ramadan Shembesh disagreed with the desire expressed by several Western leaders for a peaceful end to Mr. Gaddafi's 41-year-old rule.
Gaddafi will never leave peacefully. We know that. And he said so from the beginning. He said, I'll never go out of the country. I will stay until the last drop of my blood.
Engineer Faraj Omar, who was a political prisoner for 2 years, said he understood the concerns, especially in the Arab world, over any foreign military intervention in the region. But he said Libya's situation is different from countries like Afghanistan or Iraq.
Now we feel that they are really filled the humane part that we deal with, and they understand us, and I wish they continue with this, not just even after Gaddafi go, but support us until we make a democratic country. It stands with strong feet on the ground.
Omar said most Libyans are seeking the establishment of democratic institutions that will allow them to choose their leaders and form a government and live in freedom. Scott Bob, VOA News, Benghazi.